Sobat Pintar Kreatif, welcome to our English Learning Program. Dalam kesempatan kali ini, kita akan mempelajari tentang ungkapan dalam meminta dan memberikan barang kepada orang lain. Asking for something and giving things. Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, enjoy your learning.
Enhance your horizon through learning English. It's exciting to open the window of the world. Wanna conquer the world? Well, let us learn English in a very, very exciting way.
Hi guys, do you want to be the winner of the world? Just grab your change. Don't waste it. Start from now. Let's learn English
in exciting way.
Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, masih ingat lagu yang kalian dengar tadi? What's your favorite? Do you like meatball soup? What food does the singer like? What does the singer say to ask for meatball soup to the mother? Well, marilah kita dengarkan lagi lagu I Like Meatball Soup dan tunjukkan mana kalimat yang menunjukkan ungkapan meminta meatball soup. See Talks 2. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, can you find the expression? Right, exactly. It says, Mom, can I have one that's bigger? Sekarang, kalian akan mendengarkan beberapa orang mengatakan ungkapan meminta makanan dan minuman. Look at talk 3. Listen to the tape and match the people with the correct pictures of food that they want to have by drawing a line. Are you ready? Now let's begin. Number 1.
Can I have some cookies, please?
Sure.
Number 2.
Can I have a sandwich?
Okay, help yourself.
Number 3.
Bring me that milk, please.
Of course.
Number 4.
May I have meatball soup, please?
Sure.
Number 5.
Give me a banana.
Of course. Here you are.
Well, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, How are your answers? Good. Number 1 connects to D, cookies. Number 2 with E, a sandwich. Number 3 is for C, milk. Number 4 relates to A, meatball soup. And number 5 is in line with B, a banana. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now let's go to Juan's house. He's in the kitchen talking to his mother. Listen to their dialogue and close your worksheet.
I'm home.
Hi, Mom. What did you buy in the market?
Look, I have grapes, cookies, sandwiches, and soft drink. What would you like to have?
Wow, these sandwiches look nice. I'm very hungry. Can I have one?
Sure, help yourself.
Thanks.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now please read the questions on Talks 4. You listen to the dialogue again. While listening, put a tick next to the correct alternatives. Okay, listen to the dial carefully.
I'm home.
Hi, Mom. What did you buy from the market?
Look, I have grapes, cookies, sandwiches, and soft drink. What would you like to have?
Wow, these sandwiches look nice. I'm very hungry. Can I have one?
Sure. Help yourself.
Thanks.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, how's your answer? What's the answer of number 1? Where did mother come home from? The market, right. Juan's mother came from the market. Number 2. What did Juan want? The sandwich. Good. Juan wanted sandwiches. And number 3. What did he say to his mother? Correct. The answer is, can I have one? Well done. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now let's meet Juan and his mother again. They continued their conversation in the kitchen. Mari kita temui Juan dan ibunya kembali. Mereka masih bercakap-cakap. Listen to the rest of the conversation and try to understand.
This sandwich is really yummy, Mom.
I'm glad you like it. Have more if you want. But bring me a plate, please. It's for the other sandwiches.
Sure. Anything else?
I want to drink this orange punch. Give me that bottle opener, please.
Okay, here you are.
Thank you.
Can you understand the conversation well? Good. Now, read the questions on Talks 5. You listen to the dialogue again. While listening, put a tick next to the correct answer. Listen, please.
This sandwich is really yummy, Mom.
I'm glad you like it. Have more if you want. But bring me a plate, please. It's for the other sandwiches.
Sure. Anything else?
I want to drink this orange punch. Give me that bottle opener, please.
Okay, here you are.
Thank you.
How's your answer? Well, let's check together. Number one, what did his mother want Juan to bring? A plate and a bottle opener. Right. Mother wanted a plate and a bottle opener. And number two, what did she say? Yes, bring me a plate, please. And give me that bottle opener, please. Excellent. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, it must be quite easy for you to use the expressions now. Masih ingat bagaimana kalian mengungkapkan keinginan meminta sesuatu dan memberi sesuatu kepada orang lain? Yes, we can use expressions like, can I have this? Can I get this? May I have? Bring me that. Give me that. Here it is. Here you are. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, sekarang marilah kita berlatih menggunakan ungkapan asking for and giving something melalui drill lisan berikut. Look at text 6A. 6B and 6C, fluency drill. Let's start with talk 6A. You'll hear some people asking for something. Please listen and repeat each expression. For example, you'll read, have a banana. You'll hear,
can I have a banana?
Sure, here it is.
Are you ready? Number one.
Can I have that knife, please?
Sure.
Number two.
Can I have more soft drink?
Certainly.
Number three.
Can I have some money?
Of course. Here it is.
Number four.
Can I see the menu list?
Sure. Here you are.
Number five.
Can I have more sugar?
Of course. Help yourself.
Now talk 6B. You'll hear some phrases of asking for some things. Listen and say the expressions completely before the cling sound. Then you'll hear the same expressions and their responses. This time use give me. For example, the keywords are the soft drink. Now please say the expression. Your expression should be,
give me the soft drink.
Then you'll hear the response.
Of course.
Are you ready? Number one, the mangoes.
Give me the mangoes, please.
Sure, here you are.
Number two, some cookies.
Give me some cookies.
Certainly.
Number three, some meatballs.
Give me some meatballs.
Of course, here you are.
Number four, a new plate.
Give me a new plate, please.
Sure, I will.
Number five, some salt.
Give me some salt.
Yes, of course.
The last, task 6C. You'll hear some phrases of asking for some things. Listen and say the expression completely before the sound cling. Then you'll hear the same expressions and their responses. This time, use bring me. For example, you'll read the orange juice. You'll say,
bring me the orange juice, please.
Then you'll hear the expression repeated.
Bring me the orange juice, please.
Of course.
Are you ready? Number one, that's salt.
Bring me the salt, please.
Sure, here you are.
Number two, 2 pieces of cake.
Bring me 2 pieces of cake, please.
Certainly.
Number three, some water.
Bring me some water, please.
Of course. Here you are.
Number four, a new glass.
Bring me a new glass, please.
Sure, I will.
Number five, a cigarette.
Give me a cigarette, please.
Sorry, there's no cigarette here.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, did you learn something? Good. Practice to use the expressions of asking for something and giving something to other people in your daily conversation. Remember, you can use can I have, can I get, may I have, bring me, give me, here it is, here you are, help yourself. Selanjutnya, kalian bisa berlatih bercakap-cakap menggunakan ungkapan meminta dan memberi sesuatu melalui permainan kuartet. Guru kalian akan menyediakan peralatan yang kalian perlukan dalam permainan ini. Selamat bermain. This is the end of our program today. Goodbye. Enjoy the game. Demikian tadi media audio pendidikan kreatif yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta Pustekom Depdiknas. Sampai jumpa. Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.